Stories abound in any conversation with artist and sculptor Satish Gupta. The Delhi-based creator opened his latest exhibition, One Note of Zen, presented by Gallery Art and Soul, at Worli yesterday. With over 20 canvas works and two major sculptures, it marks one of the larger exhibitions by the artist in the city in recent years. A lot of my work revolves around Shunya and emptiness. Understand that emptiness and fullness are two sides of the same coin, Gupta remarks mystically. This mysticism is a theme of his long-standing interest in the philosophy of Zen that dates back to his 20s, when he traveled to Paris on a scholarship. I remember walking down the banks of the Seine when I came across the famous Shakespeare and Company bookstore. As a student, I could only buy a second-hand book on Zen philosophy. It answered so many questions in my turbulent young mind, he reveals. Blue Moon 2, mixed media on canvas. Many of the works on exhibit are born from what the artist terms hara, Japanese word for gut. He reveals, in the practice of Zen, a key facet is the enso, a circle drawn by a single stroke of the brush. It is the result of hours of meditation leading to that one stroke that captures the force and feeling of your spirit. So, how does one work on art using impulse? The Chinese call it an LS quo, controlled accident, he explains. You have a vision and work towards it, but allow for a space in which you let things happen. An example, he remarks, is the 23 ft tall sculpture, The Buddha's Within, placed in the garden of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Vastu Sangrahalaya in Fort. It was initially envisioned as a vertical Buddha. However, during the work, I realized that the sculpture was asking to be placed on its side, he says. The installation titled Icarus Pigs Courtesy, Gallery Art and Soul. Among the highlights of the current exhibition is a massive sculpture of a breaking wave titled The Cosmic Wave. At 16 feet by 8 feet in dimensions, it is the closest fulfillment of an instinctive vision drawn on the back of a rough paper during a flight back from London, Gupta says. The sketch is actually included in the catalogue, he adds. The massive size of the sculpture is a key reason for the exhibition being hosted in a studio space, Gallery Art and Soul owner Tarana Khubchandani tells this writer. The gallerist also points out that the exhibition stands out for its departure from Gupta's previous creations with its focus on a calligraphic style. The calligraphy was on display as the artist took center stage alongside theatre maker Yuki Elias in a performance titled The Monk and the Moon on opening day. I had seen a performance by Yuki Elias in Mumbai and was intrigued by how she utilized movement on stage. It was akin to Tai Chi, which is calligraphy without the pen, he says. Over visits to his studio, Elias and Gupta conceptualized the performance. Satish Gupta, but there is a deeper story that inspired the title of the performance. The artist shares, my studio was the victim of a large-scale art theft last year. After the initial shock wore off, it reminded me of the story of the Zen master Ryokan. When a thief steals his only belongings of a rice bowl and a teacup, the monk writes, and LS quo, how wonderful that the thief left behind the moon in the window, Gupta laughs. Till September 30th, 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Snowball Studios, September 30th onwards, Gallery Art and Amp, Soul, at Snowball Studios, Muatta Bhavan Compound, Dr. East Moses Road, Worli, Gallery Art and Amp, Soul, 1, Madhul, Eni Besant Road, Shiv Sagar Estate, Worli.